I've told my mother recently. My parents live in Arizona, I live in New York, and I was never on really, really good terms with them, and I left home when I was 18 because of political things that I was involved with in school. I was thrown out of my house by my father, and I don't get along with him very well. Mm-hmm. In fact, I haven't spoken to him since that day, even though he lives with my mother. I've spoken to my mother a couple of times, and at one point I decided to tell her that I was, and I don't know if she heard me. It was like, she said something, my father's a pornographer, and she said something, well, you're something like your father writes stories about that kind of thing, so I guess it's all right. And I said, well, that isn't quite the same thing, you know, it isn't just pornography, and it isn't just being sexual or what I do in bed. It's like a whole style of life for me, you know? And it's strange because I was on the phone with her at the time, and so I really couldn't feel how she was responding. I've told her, like, when she was still in New York, that other friends of mine were gay as kind of a testing to, like, ease it up, because I figured if these are all friends who I had in high school, and I figured if I could tell her one by one who came out, that it would just be easier for me to say, well, I am too. and her feeling about it was, if they're happy, let them do it. My father would kill me, and I know if my father heard the album, he would break it or smash it or something, especially that song.
Is it true about...
Everything in every song is true, and every reference is just about, very, very true. Mm. It's very, very true.
It's one line here. Well, you didn't fail me, Mama. I don't love you any less.
And it's,
I think that's something that's very common, that, that mothers tend
to... Where did I go wrong?
Yeah, for sure.
To raise this faggot. Mm-hmm. But you really don't feel like you've is she convinced that she didn't do wrong at this point, do you think?
I really don't think my mother understands it. And I really don't think she understands the impact it has on my life. And just how much of a part she played and my father played in my repressing it, and how much I resent them because of it, especially my father. And I really don't think, I think she'd be very freaked out, like if I walked in with Chris to the house and, you know, sat down holding his hand or something like that. She would probably block it off or something. She wouldn't see it.
You talk about your brother in this, and sort of wondering if he's going to experience the same thing you've experienced. Mm-hmm. And here, one line is, will you hate yourself inside? That's sort of a closet kind of feeling that I had, of sort of hating the gay feelings I had. Sort of wanting to block them out and ignoring that they existed.
Of course, yeah.
Have you talked to your brother about
my brother's very young. Unfortunately, I'm not saying that a specific kind of family will raise a specific kind of person, because I've seen obvious evidence that there are millions of kinds of family to raise, you know, gay people. Just as I can walk down the street and intuitively feel another gay person, I feel it in my brother. He's very young, but I think he'll be gay. And I just hope gay liberation or something reaches Arizona.
Mama, dear mama, have something important to say. Yes, I know you didn't plan on me turning out this way. Well, you didn't fail me, Mama, and I don't love you any less. 'Cause for me, it's just a matter of what suits me best. Well, no, it's hard for you to take, and it's nothing you would brag when your firstborn turns out to be a Papa, oh Papa, did I spoil your dreams? I know you wanted to see me marching in the Marines. Well, that won't prove my manhood, as it didn't prove yours. 'Cause I went to talk to that landlord while you stood behind the door. Well, I hear you calling me crazy, but I think it's out of fear, 'cause you're not so sure.
Could you go into a little bit more about Bonnie?
Bonnie and I were really, really good companions. Mm-hmm. I felt like she was a sister in lots of ways, and we had a really good sex life because we knew what to do to mm-hmm. physically turn each other on. Like, if you close your eyes and someone comes over to you and gives you a blowjob, you don't know what the sex that person is, and we knew what to do. And she was very, very strong in, like, helping me to come out, and probably because it was hurting her so much, like, because she couldn't detect how I felt, you know, like, she didn't know that there was something missing, and I would try to explain it to her, but she could never feel it. And so, like, at that summer when I came back from college, she said to me, "Listen, I want you to find out one way or the other." You know, she said, "I'm going to Europe. You have like a month or two, find out." And she came back, and I did. And I'd come out. And we tried to keep up a relationship for a while, but I wanted to be out in the streets a whole lot. Mm-hmm. And so we ended at the sexual aspect of our relationship. Because we thought that as long as that existed, she would like be demanding more of my time and stuff, and still looking at me as a lover, mm-hmm. which I wasn't going to be anymore. Mm-hmm. And we're still like super, super best friends in the whole wide world.
and we sit around our favorite times together, just sitting around talking about our new relationships and working them out, and a lot of our problems are very, very similar. And
when you say keep moving now, dancing to the tune of my song,
at that time I was reading, I wrote that this one day I was freaking out because Michael had just slept with a friend of mine, and I was experiencing jealousy for the first time, and I didn't know what to do. I was running around the house, and the woman I was living with was having me do calisthenics to work off the energy, and I just didn't know what to do. I was just absolutely off the wall, and in the middle of it all, I sat down and wrote the song and went back to freaking out. It was terrible. And at that time, I was also into like Baba Ram Dass and Be Here Now, and I was the image dancing was just like the dance of life that he talks about in his book, mm-hmm. a whole lot, as kind of, we should just move on and just be open and stuff.